All right, let me record this real quick. This is important. It's been on my mind. I'm probably already talked about it, but it's been on my mind in a strong way. The whole system is run by the devil and the devil's minions. The magician priest class are the ones that hear from the devil, hear from the demons, hear from the demonic spirits, and they pass down orders. The devil's system's like military. It's a strategy. It's a stratagem. Now, the devil's a defeated foe. He's already lost. You claim the blood of Jesus. You're a winner. But it's good to educate yourself so these witches and these warlocks can't mind control you. It's all mind control. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind, the Bible says. So what are they trying to do? They're trying to mess with your mind. They're trying to gaslight you. They want you to believe a lie. See, if you can leave the truth and believe a lie, then you've lost your freedom. You've lost your power. The whole purpose of the lie, the Jezebel lie, the legalist lie, the narcissist lie, the sociopath lie, the psychopath lie, the whole purpose of the lie is to take away your freedom, because the truth will set you free. They can put you back under guilt, shame, condemnation, living in the past, living in something, believing something that's not even true. They'll even tell you stories that you can't verify that are lies, but you can't verify it. But the fact that they told you a lie, they might say, well, last week I was at the grocery store and this person came up to me and said this, 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 and did this, this, this. It's very insignificant. But it's a lie. So they're speaking lies into your spirit. And you, something in you, if you watch their body language, their micro expressions or whatever, or you know this person's character, you know this person's a narcissist or just an abuser or a liar or whatever. And if you keep notes and you pay attention over time, you can discern who are the enemy and who are not. You can profile. You have a right to profile. Let me say this. You have a right to profile people for your safety. Not that you're judging them. It's not about judging anybody. It's just profiling to protect yourself. If you see somebody carrying a gun and they're acting a little bit strange, even if they're carrying a gun, be on guard. You can profile. You have a right to protect yourself. The ones who cry about, oh, don't profile me, they're usually the ones doing evil. Because they don't want you to see them. They don't want to be caught. They're running. They want to throw it. They do a reverse psychology on you. Says, don't look at me. Well, if you're raising your voice and acting stupid and you're acting crazy, I have a right to profile you. Stay away from me. Set boundaries. Anyway, so the devil system is worldwide. All the nation states, all the nations, all the governments, all the corporations, all the churches, all of it. If it's tied to a bigger place, it's all connected. J. Vernon McGee said one time, he said, anytime a church gets real big, the world joins it, because the world wants to be a part of something that's big, you know. So if it's a church organization that gets big, I don't care if it's the Southern Baptist, the Pentecostal Union, whatever they're called, or the United Methodist, or whatever. I don't care who it is. If it becomes a large situation, the world wants to be a part of it, right? If it becomes real big, the world wants to jump in on the bandwagon because it's all about money. Anyway, the word corporation goes back to corpse or body, but it's a dead body. The only reason that a corporation is have any kind of life is the people walking around in it. But they turn you into a corporation with your driver's license. Your name is in capital letters because they have to turn you into a corporation. Because the government and the businesses, they can't own you because God owns your soul. But they can turn your entity, your, see, you are a person per the Son. They don't own you. But the devil can do a trick and change your name to all capitals, and they own that. They treat you like you're a corporation. And so when you go join the corporation, you wear a uniformity. You wear a name tag to tag you're it. They give you a new identity. You gotta look like the hive. You gotta look like the crowd. You gotta look like the hive mind. And all the leadership's gonna be gaslighting, blaming, shift blaming, try to take away your power, try to demoralize you, to try to make you think, you know, I've heard this so many places, so many people I've talked to, all through the years, the friends and people I've talked to. They'll call or I'll talk to them or something. They'll say, they're asking me to do something I can't do because they don't give me the tools to do it. Hello? That's a demonic attack. These people are smart enough to run a business, and they know what they're doing. They're not stupid. So if they ask you to do a job but don't give you the tools or the manpower to do it and expect it to be done in a time that's impossible, and they don't give you the tools to do it, then you know they're smart enough to run a business. So what is their goal? It's a cognitive dissonance attack. See, the MK Ultra started in Genesis 3. And so what's the whole system? MK Ultra mind control. It's in your house. It's in your church. It's in your job. It's in your city. It's in your government. It's in your political, it's in your churches, it's everywhere. It's even in yourself, in the old flesh mind, because it started in Genesis 3. In the old Adamic nature, you will gaslight yourself. You will cause yourself cognitive dissonance if you're not careful, if you don't have the truth. If you're out there tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, and you can't rightly divide the word, and you can't get source code, truth, you're going to cause cognitive dissonance in yourself. And so these people live this way. So what happens with these leaders, they wanted to rise up in the dead corpse system. So they had to die. They had to sell their soul to the devil. And so they didn't know they were doing it. I don't think. Some of them did, but most of them don't. But once they do it, they step into it, and they actually they decide to be people pleasers of the corporation, and they become copies of those that are above them. So the local leadership, the regional leadership, the higher leadership, they all become psychopaths over time because they can't change because of the greed. They're so greedy that they're willing to do whatever it takes to be people. They won't speak up to their higher ups and say, hey, I know you're asking me to do this, but you're not giving me enough manpower to do it. You're not giving my team enough tools, resources to get it done. And they say, figure it out. Quit complaining. You want your job? Figure it out. What's it force them to do? It forces them to be like them. It forces them to what's the pressure that's put on them, put it below. It forces them to lie. Okay, so they do this enough times, and the next time they call, next month, they say, why ain't this done? Oh, it's done. Yeah, we're going to make it happen. It forces them to lie. They know it can't be done, but it forces them to lie. And they keep lying. And the people, the higher ups, already know it can't be done. So what are they doing? They're creating a pattern of lies. Why are they doing that? Because they sold their soul to the devil, and they're just trying to make liars. I've talked to, but doing Uber, I've talked to all kinds of people, people that work for UPS, Amazon. I've talked to all of them. I've had a chance to talk to all of them. Did you know that Amazon, okay, so they'll get a 30-minute break, right? It's a big warehouse. So they'll say, I don't know if they do it on the announcement or whatever, they say, you need to come to the office and we need to have a meeting about what, you know, stuff you need to work on or whatever. And it takes them about 10 minutes to walk to the meeting. And this is during their break. And so they talk to them, they need to talk to them about something. And then they take 10 minutes to talk to them. It takes 10 minutes to walk back to their line, and they have no break. And they think that's okay. Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you? They draw you in. Everything's wonderful. Everything's great. This is going to be, you know, you might have 3 or 4 job offers, and they say, come to us, come to us. But actually, every corporation that's a big corporation is under the umbrella of this magician priest class that's creating lies, trying to make you greedy, trying to make you a liar, trying to make you a gaslighter, trying to make you an abuser, trying to make you depressed, this whole system is designed to make you doubt yourself, to gaslight you and make you think they want you to think you're crazy. I mean, I could list 1,000 things because the games are deep and multitude, but the higher ups, they already know what they're doing. There's a website called Audit the Audit, right? So here's how you escape it. You might say, well, okay, so it's so powerful. Well, you audit the audit. Take notes. Pay attention. They set you up. Everything's prescripted. Let's say they want to mess with you. They'll start 2 or 3 days in advance. And listen to their words. Every word that they speak, look it up in the etymology. And think about it. I don't care if it's a joke. They'll use a joke. The Bible says in Proverbs that they cast firebrands across the fence, across the yard. And that's a firebrand. They cast an arrow that's on fire over the fence into your yard to try to catch your yard on fire and say, oh, I was only joking. It was just a joke. So they do these underhanded jokes, but the words they use are an attack on your soul, your spirit, your mind, your will, your emotions, your intellect, all that. The fire, it's a joke. They say, oh, I was just joking. No, it's an attack. The sitcoms, when they were popular, I don't know if they still are or not because I don't have a TV. But the sitcoms, when they were popular, was an attack on your soul, attack on your mind. What was the name of that one where Married with Children? They were attacking the men. They made that man look like a fool. And all the fake laughter in the background. All the sitcoms, all the society movements, they use the TV, they use the music to brainwash you, to make you think what's abnormal is normal. And if you're not saved, the whole world's going to follow it like sheep to the slaughter. And that's actually not sheep to the slaughter, it's the goats. They are sheep because they've been brainwashed. But why are they sheep? Why are they gone? Because they're goats. They chose to... God... Look, the gospel's everywhere. The heavens declare the glory of God. If somebody really wants to seek God, they'll find him. So all the sheep led to the slaughter, yeah, they became goats, 666 cube goats. Yeah, they stepped into the Borg hive mind. But why? Because they didn't seek the truth. If you seek the truth with all your heart, you'll find it. You seek God with all your heart, you'll find him. And so, you that are awake, you that see it, stay healthy. Be aware. Take notes. You know who your enemies are. You know when they're mocking you. You know when they're trolls. You know a troll when you see a troll. You know a mocker when you see a mocker. You know duper's delight when you see duper's light because they stick their tongue in their cheek and they can't hide it. It's a micro expression. They can't hide it. Their lips, their eyes, their facial expressions, when they have contempt, it comes across their mouth. They can't hide it. You watch their micro expressions and you know they hate you. and they want to kill you. You know it. Because their micro expressions they can't control. And their body language, if they're not aware of it, they can't control it either. Just watch them. Just listen to their words. Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. Even their words they can't control. They might be good at it, but it's going to slip up. It's going to slip. And so what I'm saying is, every system that's set up in this fallen, the time is befallen, every system that's set up is a man-made system. And actually, as the system grows and builds, most people who are rising up in the system, they live in fear and not faith. And so because they live in fear and not faith, they want to make you in fear because they want to make copies of themselves. They can't become a copy of you if they're not born again. How can they be a copy of you? Because you're a copy of Jesus. You don't even want them to be a copy of you. You want to be a copy of Jesus. But they can't copy the fruits of the Spirit because they don't have the fruit of the Spirit, because that's the Holy Spirit in you. All they have is the works of the flesh. So everything in Galatians 5, 19, 20, 21, they can only do those things. But they can mimic and mock and try to pretend like they have Galatians 5, 22, the fruit of the Spirit. They can pretend like they have love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith, and all that good stuff, but they don't really have it because it comes from the Holy Spirit. They don't have it, and they will slip up. They might have it when their boss is around, but when their boss is gone, they lose it. They go back to their same old games. I promise you, these are psychopaths who want to rise up in the hive mind, the Borg. They actually think they're getting something, but they're destroying their own soul. They think they're getting money and position and power and image and all that and security and all that, but they're destroying their own soul. What's the Bible say? Though you gain the whole world and lose your own soul, what profit is it? What profit is it? P-R-O-F-I-T. So when a prophet, P-R-O-P-H-E-T, comes on the scene and says, hey, your love of money, that it's all about profit and not people, you're destroying your own soul. I'm a prophet rebuking you that you worship prophets, business prophets, P-R-O-F-I-T. All you think about is profit. So as a prophet, I'm telling you, destroying your own soul because of your greed. But they can't hear the prophet because they're blinded by the prophets. They can't hear the prophecy or the prophet speaking truth to their soul because they're blinded by the prophet, P-R-O-F-I-T. So see how they try to mock you, but God is mocking them. The very words that they use to shift reality are the words that mock them. You might say, what do you mean? It's really easy. If you can't hear me, I'm sorry. I've said it before. Maybe it was on another channel. But I'll give an example of what I mean. Holidays are a mockery of the holy days. Prophet, P-R-O-F-I-T, is a mockery of prophets speaking the truth. The Wiccans doing their little candles and their circles and they're walking around, those are religious activities. The Wiccans is a religion. And so the Wiccans, even though they're mocking religions, they are a religion because they do their little rituals. So the very religions they mock and hate, they became a religion, so they mock themselves. Every word that is taken from source code truth that points back to Jesus, and they flip it into something that worships Mother Earth, they end up mocking themselves. Even though they're mocking God, they're actually being mocked by God because they have to use His words, and God is showing them through a prophet that their prophets are greed and destroying their own soul. They're being mocked even though they're mocking. God in the heavens is laughing at them. Those of us who can see through them, we're laughing at them too. They run from one little cube box to another box to another box to another box. And they create their own little box. And they think, I'm going to escape. Instead of running to Jesus and getting free, they run to another box. Or they create a box. They create a religious box that takes them deeper into hell and deeper into delusions. Very few probably can hear what I'm saying, but if you can, you've been blessed, because it doesn't happen overnight to see this kind of stuff. You have to do some serious meditation and contemplation. Everything around you that's a man-made system is dead. That's why the corporations are corpse. That's why when you write it, C-O-R-P-S, period. It's a dead corpse. Everything that man makes is dead. Everything that God makes is alive. And so the living truth is being mocked by the dead counterfeit, but they're actually mocking themselves because they're having to use God's living word to try, and they're using the dead word, and God is using the living word to mock them. Even though they're mocking God, they're being mocked. They're actually mocking themselves because they have to use God's dirt. They can't create their own earth. They're using God's dirt. So they take God's rocks and God's dirt, and they build a temple to worship Dagon or the Saturn or Mother Mary or something. So they take the created stuff to make an idol of the creation. They worship something created. When God in heaven, who made all this, is laughing at them. They're actually using the created thing. It's like the snake eating itself. The snake eats itself. Instead of eating eternal life, which is Jesus, the Word, eating and drinking of that eternal life, we're eating of the earth plane. And we think that we got some. They worship food. They worship their cars. They worship anything in the created order. And then they actually start to worship the very thing they created. The hands. Oh, I made Tesla. Let's worship Tesla. I made a radio. Let's worship whoever invented radios. Benjamin Franklin or lights or whatever. Oh, I invented this. Let's worship the person who invented this. iPhone. They worship the guy who started iPhone. They worship all these people who created something from the creation. It's the snake eating itself. And it's so funny that God is just mocking them. They think they're escaping, but they're being mocked by God because they're mocking God. It's ridiculous. It's insanity. It's insanity. It's total insanity. When you wake up to the painted face system, they put lipstick on a pig and call it pretty when it's just a piece of clay that's going back to the earth, dust to dust. Plato land. All right. I don't know. Maybe somebody needed to hear something out of that. If you can't hear me, if you can't hear what I just said, listen to it two or three times. It should be common sense. If you're saved, you should be able to hear me. If you can't, just listen to it over and over. Because, see, even the saved people can fall into some of this stuff. Because you're rubbing shoulders with people around you say, well, if I don't go to the 501(c), where do I go to worship? What do you mean? The Bible says those who worship must worship in spirit and in truth. You're in worship. Why do you think you have to go to a building to worship? Your worship service is 24/7, 7 days a week. Take up your cross and follow. See, a lot of people just want to be a believer. They don't want to be a disciple. Well, I believe, so I'm getting to heaven, so now I'm just going to stay stupid, stay ignorant, stay in the world, stay in Babylon. They don't want to give it all up. Oh, I know. I know. I know why. Because if they do, their wife will leave. If it's a woman and she's saved, she gives up, her husband will probably leave her. He'll probably go try to find somebody who wears a bunch of makeup. If it's a sold-out woman, her husband, who's still tied to, he'll probably leave. If it's a sold-out man, his wife probably leave. If it's a single person, you probably won't find anybody to marry because you sold out. Because you don't play, you don't run with them to the same excess of riot. You start to date one of them, they say, let's go down here to the bar. You say, well, what? What'd you just say? Are you stupid? Go to the bar. Why would I go to the bar? To the bunch of noise and drunks and foolishness and wasting my time when I could be working or making some money or reading my Bible or teaching or studying or learning something. What are you talking about? Go to the bar. You stupid. You'd be divorced. They'd break up with you right then. I ain't going around a bunch of goats. Why would I want to hang out with the goats? Well, maybe you can witness to them. Quit lying. That's not why you're going. I can see through it. They try to justify everything that they do that's of the world. If it's of the world, they're going to justify it because they're straddling the fence, you see. If they want to straddle the fence, they want to justify everything. If you say, well, I don't want to go there. I can't be a part of that. Why not? Blah, 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 blah. It's justification, that's all. If you're sold out, praise God. You have the intestinal fortitude by the power of the Holy Spirit to stand against the whole world. If you can stand against the whole world, your family, your bloodline, your culture, your neighbors, your friends, and whoever else is going to abandon you, and you can keep standing, praise God, you got the power. You got the power. That's all I can say.